So my man and I attended a tantric dinner experience last night. And when I told a friend of mine about it yesterday, Daniel, shout out Daniel, his response was like, what does that entail? And I quote, knowing you, I wouldn't be surprised if at least 2 to 3 laws are almost or fully broken. I don't know if that says more about me or just the general beliefs about what a tantric experience looks like. But either way, I will say this is the first time ever in my life I've had a sensual, like, aroused, turned on for life feeling while holding a sweet potato, saying things like, So, tantric dinner experience, what the fuck does that look like? Well, I'm going to tell you. And remember, as always, if you just cannot help yourself at the end of this episode, all this talk of sensuality and food has you so excited, you can always reach out to me on my website, thyqueendom.com. All right, tantric dinner experience. Let's fucking do this.
Dreams can come from nightmares too. The queendom will take over you. Dreams can come from nightmares too. The queendom will take over you.
Welcome back, sluts, to Thy Queendom Come. I am your host, Queen Lo, and I am ready for another episode. I just finished lighting my sage, and I burned a bay leaf and sprinkled some cinnamon in the fire as I spoke my intentions into this episode. And if you have no idea where any of that's coming from, a couple weeks ago, I did an episode with my witchy sister, Ella Shante, and I've been a witch myself, a witchy bitch myself for a while, and I believe strongly in setting my intentions for anything and everything, and lighting my sage and my sound bowl. Oop, there, I literally just knocked my sound bowl with my with my elbow. I've loved these things and used them in my life for a while. However, my conversation with Ella Shante led me to add new things into my sort of ritual, and also just kind of like reignited it in a way. And I shit you guys not, after I recorded that episode with her, I went into the next night and I was going into a night of work, and I had, I think it was the second best night financially I think I've ever had. And I was like, hey, I mean, I also, it led into a series of days of just really fucking good days where I just kept doing it, just kept being really, really intentional about calling in what I wanted and going into my night in an intentional way. Are the two things related? Are they not? Honestly, I don't fucking care. I had a great fucking night. And I've had great nights since. And so yeah, just a little update there. Go check that episode out. But today we are going to talk about the tantric dinner experience that my partner and I went to last night. It was so beautiful, and I'm going to tell you all about it. But first, I think my friend Daniel's response is not totally uncommon. When people think tantra, they think sex. They think the endless pursuit of desire and 9-hour-long orgasms and and what have you. And that is only, sex is only a small part of what tantra is as a whole. And sex is obviously the most popular and the one that's talked about most and most known about, and that's for several reasons. One being that it was really embraced in the 60s by the free love movement, and another reason being that it's marketed that way. Sex sells. Sex is what is interesting to people everyone's intrigued by sex, right? But it's also like you look up Tantra on the internet and you have probably heard about like tantric sex gurus. Like that is what has been packaged and sold in the mainstream. However, that's a shame because Tantra is a massive topic that has been studied, lived, experienced for over 5,000 years through different cultures and religions, interpreted in so many different ways. So what I am not doing here is speaking for all of Tantra. I am speaking from my experience of Tantra and what it's come to mean to me in my life and in that what this experience was last night. Tantra, the word tan, the root of that in Sanskrit is expansion. And to me, that's what it is. It is this endless expansion. And in that, something that's talked about a lot is this wovenness, this togetherness, this oneness, this non-duality, this idea that everything is one. Everything is a manifestation of the divine. Everything belongs. The good, the bad, the pure, the unpure, quote unquote, the good, the evil, everything. It's this idea that everything is sacred and that life, all of it, is meant to be fully experienced with our bodies. It's supposed to be experienced consciously and presently. It's not so much about what we do, it's how we do it. How are we experiencing the moment that we are in? How does it feel? And it's believed that our bodies are the vehicle to the literal divine, that that is how we experience the divine, that there is no separation between what is sacred and us because we are all fucking one. It's amazing. It's like the fucking force. It really is. It's like we are all fucking one. And our bodies are the vehicle to experiencing that sacred, sacred divinity. And so it makes sense why sex is important here and how this can be translated into sexuality, right? But it's also, if our bodies are our temples and they're meant to be worshipped, that's more than just in sex. That is what we do on a daily basis, what we put into our bodies. And that, a culmination of connecting mind and body and spirit collectively and living that way, which is fucking hard, especially like in our society. I mean, it's easy to understand why religious groups would say that this is the fucking Satan of all Satans, because very differently from the Christian society I grew up in, where we're taught where our bodies are bad and our bodies are evil and we're supposed to suffer in this life so that we can experience eternal heaven and eternal greatness. We're supposed to just put our worldly bodies aside and just suffer through what is here and now. My experience in Tantra and incorporating that into my life is the fucking complete opposite. It's that my body is divine. My body is beautiful. My body is an extension of force, and it deserves to be treated that way by my sexual partners, but also by myself. And I think that's something that people just, they think Tantra and it's just, again, endless sex and orgies and passion, pleasure, pursuing. But truly in real Tantra and true Tantra, it's not just about chasing the pleasure and experiencing the pleasure. It's about experiencing the quote unquote dirty and disgusting things in life too. I mean, there are tribes in India that still wipe ashes of burnt corpse on their bodies and for thousands of years have worn bones of the deceased around their necks because it's this embracing of even death. All of the things that we experience, everything is sacred. So it does it a real injustice to just act like it's this crazy sex fucking nympho hedonistic driven endless desire. Like, I'm all about pleasure, so much about pleasure. You guys know that I'm in the fucking business of pleasure. However, in the pursuit to actually experience and feel all of life, it's not always going to feel good, quote unquote, but it's all meant to be felt regardless. So I've been drawn to the tantric lifestyle myself and working to build that life for myself for a couple of years now. But also it really informs my practice with my subs. One of my core beliefs is that what happens in the bedroom, what happens in my dungeon, does not stay there. It carries out. It follows you out into the world. It's directly connected to our sexual energy, our kundalini energy, our creative life force energy. And that also is not just sex. It is creating our ability to express ourselves and feel comfortable in our bodies and feeling sensual and intimate with ourselves, with life's experiences. So when someone comes into my dungeon or when someone walks into a bedroom, you're not divorced of all of the parts outside, even if you want to try to be. That's why I am grateful to really only really work with subs these days who come for a reason. They come to be with themselves. They come to feel the things that come up versus the calls that I think so many online sex workers get. And to say that I don't get them is not fair. I just am, again, so intentional, fucking putting the vibes out there, calling in the people that don't just want to call and be like, mommy, mommy, wank me, right? Because it's not about that. It's about the fucking experience. It's about the journey. It's about feeling yourself. And I fucking never let my bitches go straight to the dick in our sessions. I'm like, you eager slut, like, let's scratch your thighs, like, choke yourself a little bit. Light your body up. That is fucking tantra, is experiencing the sensations in your body in a particular moment and having those sensations heightened by simple awareness and presence and actually being there, connected mind, body, spirit, soul, whatever that looks like. And that's why it's also not just endless pleasure seeking, because sometimes that looks messy. Sometimes that looks on the outside, it looks dark at times, but it's just the full fucking experience. And last night at this tantric dinner experience, I think some people might picture us rolling around and like squirting chocolate syrup all over each other and licking it up off of each other's naked bodies. But that's not how it went down. So let me first give you a picture. We walk up a hill and a million stairs and get up to the top, and it's the most beautiful view of the ocean and the sunset that I've seen. And there's this huge table, a beautiful spread of different fruits and vegetables, all different colors. And it was just visually so fucking gorgeous and just one of those like, oh, fuck moments. And there was this beautiful meditation music playing. And as we got started, there was about, I think there was like seven of us total, including the facilitator. And she blindfolded us, took away our vision, and led us through a meditation where we began touching, just lightly touching our own arms and exploring our bodies with our fingertips, exploring our chest, exploring our own stomach without any sight, without anyone watching us, just really getting in touch, getting in tune with our bodies, saying hello. And then we sort of stumbled to the table. We all stood around, the seven or eight of us, and we grabbed hands and with blindfolds circled around the table in a way to symbolize oneness and also just giving thanks, gratitude. And we eventually landed on our sort of spot with our partner, and we turn to each other, grab each other's hands, sort of feel each other's arms and face, and just this intimate moment, sort of meditation together without sight. And then she came and put something in our hands, which we quickly came to realize was a sweet potato. That's where a sweet potato came in. And it's just, it sounds ridiculous, but I do have to say, you know, nothing that could possibly have gone down with the sweet potato at this dinner could even come close to some of the things that have gone down involving food in my dungeon. But it was cool. It was central. It was exploring, feeling it, just truly feeling it. Like, how often do we ever just feel and appreciate what is going into our bodies and nourishing us and giving us energy and the ability to experience life? All of the different foods that we then began playing with and exploring and feeding each other, they all represented earth, like the sweet potato, or fire, water, air. And it was fun. We played, we laughed. I had a strawberry rubbed all over my face. And I rubbed like a sliver of a cucumber like on his cheeks. And at one point we had, it was like springs of some type of leafy green, like mint or something. And we had different ones. And he thought that she said to fan your partner. So to fan your partner. So I'm being fanned with this like mint leaf thing. And I'm over here like trying to feed him like basil, oregano, I don't know. Trying to stuff these like leafy greens in his mouth, but closed. We were just absolutely crying, laughing. And then for fire, I took a huge bite. I gave him a sort of nut, and I had tried it first. You know, we got to explore the different things that we had, smell them, touch them. And it was good. It was, you know, talking about fire and combustion in your mouth. And there was a combustion in my mouth, but it wasn't, you know, terribly, terribly fucking spicy. And when he handed me his food item, I thought it was just going to be something small, like the nut. And so I kind of took a big bite and realized there was like more to it. And I was like, oh, I'm supposed to take a bite of it. And it was like rubbery. And I like kind of ripped off a good fucking bit of it. And it did explode in my mouth. It was a fucking really, really hot, hot dried pepper. And I was like, I got all the seeds inside, which is, you know, the actual fucking hot part. And I'm just in my blindfold, just breathing fucking through this and like laughing and tears like coming down my eyes. We also tamarindo, which, and if you know anything about me living here in Mexico, my fucking favorite thing is a tamarindo cocktail. Like it's like spice. Oh, it's so fucking good. But I had never seen, or I have seen them, I just didn't know what it was. But we found out after it's like this shell sort of thing. And she was saying to put it up to each other's ears and like crack it. And I was like, what's going on here? You know, but eventually it like cracked in our ears, and it's like smooth and almost feels like an animal cracker. And then all of a sudden there's this like gooey, like almost natural fruit snack substancey on the inside that was like slimy and sweet and tangy. And we're just like tasting it. At that time, had no idea what it was. We're just like, what the fuck? But just like trusting and also just experiencing it. And your senses are sort of heightened in this type of, in this environment and in this situation, the way that you're slowly and sensually experiencing these foods, not sexually at all. Like, this was not a sexual event at all. It was sensual, which is truly, I think, true of all of Tantra. It's that sensual feminine, divine energy that every moment, every taste, every smell, every aroma, every bit of everything is fucking sacred and should be experienced fully. And so that's what this was, playing with the food and laughing. We were absolutely cracking up. And then there was a sort of, I believe she called it like a soul opening, like spirit juice. And it smelled, it was like really, really fucking strong and pure alcohol. And I took a small sip and handed it to my man, and he handed it back, and I realized there was a lot less. I was like, oh fuck, like, geez, his soul's definitely opening. And I took a bit more, and it truly was, you know, like a tequila shot. It starts in your throat and just goes down into your stomach. It's like this warm hug on the inside, you know, if it, like the nice tequilas, you know, like even the bad ones too, but I've become kind of a snob. But it was that, except more. It felt like a Mexican Everclear, to be honest. But it was fun. It was a journey. It was a journey of taste and senses in the body. And part of Tantra is noticing and becoming aware of what is going on in the body. So when we eat something, like, how does it actually feel? I think a lot of us are, well, not so much. Honestly, I can't put myself in that camp, guys. Sorry. Like, I eat to feel good these fucking days. Like, my body loves the shit I eat. I think a lot of society and a lot of what is readily available and what the majority of people eat feel like shit. And feeling like shit after you eat has become this, like, oh, like, food comas are almost this thing, when it's like, no, the shit that we put in our body is not supposed to drain us. It's supposed to energize us. Anyways, total fucking rant. It was just a beautiful way to actually experience the taste of what we were putting in our mouths, and also just appreciating them for the fact that they fucking came from the earth and somehow nourish us all perfectly to live. It's fucking beautiful circle of life thing. So then we took our blindfolds off eventually, and then all of a sudden you see all the beautiful things on the table, and she brings out more. And it was a style of eating with our hands. We were touching the foods and the different sauces and the different vegetables, and she didn't tell us really what any of it was until afterwards. We were just to kind of really play in it, right? And at this point, we're just kind of eating it with our hands, touching it, feeling it, smelling it, feeding it to each other. My partner and I, not the whole group, though that would be fun too. I know at least a fraction of you had that pop up. You're just like picturing this like fucking table with like candles lit and the fucking moonlight, just people rubbing curry sauces all over each other. Oh, probably wasn't curry sauce that you were thinking. Anyways, and one thing I thought of that was really cool, as we're slowly enjoying this experience, and first of all, like, it was not by a traditional standard a ton of food. It wasn't a huge meal, but it was so filling and it was so clean. And we actually didn't eat anything else for the rest of the night. But aside from that, it was so enjoyable because of the buildup and because of the presence in all of it, the awareness of each moment. And it's like, imagine if someone just like came in, rushed in, and just started fucking gobbling down the food. That's kind of how I feel when it comes to doing sessions and even the mainstream view of sex. It's like, fucking rush in, get your nut, get the fuck out. That's also how we view fucking eating in life. And I've talked about me myself being climax driven, and that's one of the things that brought me into this study and work years ago, just the rush to the climax. And we don't enjoy our food like that when we go out, you know. We fucking just swallow it down. And really, the essence of Tantra is enjoying every moment now and really feeling it now and appreciating it now. And honestly, that it's not so like woo-woo as people like to think, right? It's awareness that also helps you understand when things are not good. When you put things in your body or you have experiences, sexual, in life, otherwise, like, I actually don't like this. I actually don't like the way that this makes me feel. I don't fucking 3 cheeseburgers and I'm shitting my fucking brains out. Like, then I actually don't love this. You know, this connection or lack thereof in my relationship, romantic or otherwise, is actually not feeling so great. And that's okay. It belongs. Like, now what do you do with it? It takes awareness to actually do anything. It takes knowing yourself to actually get where you want to go, to be where you want to be able to appreciate life's moments and connection with yourself, with other people. That was another beautiful thing that we did early on in the meditation, which I think is very representative of Tantra as a whole, is when our eyes were covered and we were had our hands in each other's hands and we're meditating, we pictured the other person as ourselves and like as if we were looking into a mirror. This idea that we are one, we are union. There's no separation from you and me. We're just different manifestations of the same divine, all sacred, seeing yourself in all things. Oneness again. So I walked away feeling grateful and very much in my body and practicing what I preach about pleasure and how life is sensual. Life is about creating and exploring and playing. And our bodies are the vehicle to do that, and treating them like a temple and worshiping them in whatever regard is, I think, something beautiful that anyone can take from Tantra, take from this philosophy and apply to their lives. I definitely, anytime I think deeply about these concepts, I question why wouldn't we want ourselves and want people to feel good and experience life? And when I say feel good, again, it's not like chasing pleasure, feel good all the time. It just means like a good life, like full of experience, like not denying yourself, not rejecting or ignoring or just like flying by through every aspect of life in this like mundane, boring, awful way that feels like you're fucking enslaved to a system and a life that you have no fucking control over. Like, why would we not want that? And I question who really benefits from a population of people who are totally cut off from their bodies and don't know what feels good and what doesn't, don't even have the time to fucking decipher between the two. Like, who really benefits from that? And that's why I think that stuff like this is so powerful, whether it be a tantric dinner experience or a tantric sexual experience or a tantric meditation. Again, it's fucking broad, and this idea and this philosophy bleeds into every aspect of life, and it can be applied everywhere. And just by starting to become aware of yourself, aware of your experience through heightened sensations, and heightened sensations come through, truly just come through presence. You don't need drugs. You don't need stimulants. You have breath and you have awareness that can truly put the magic and the spirit and the divine into every moment. So that was my tantric dinner experience. I fucking loved it. We loved it. It was a beautiful bonding evening. And my therapist has told me recently that I'm in the business of pleasure. However, the business part can take a lot of time and energy, and having fun is important, and it's easy to lose sight of. And we have all these different sex of our life. We have life, we have work, we have family, romantic, friendships, all of these different things. And what I'm saying is that it's all connected and it's all one. It's all a part of us. And when we can integrate all of the different parts, we are able to live a more holistic and pleasurable present life. So go out into the world, experience, ask questions, explore, play, feel all of the things. And if you are wanting to experience more things with me, you know where to find me, thyqueendom.com. And with that, I'll see you sluts next week.
What you waiting for? She's got what you need while you over there at the door. Nightmares and dreams, you just need belief. The queen has all that you should need. Just say the queen will come, that will be done.
Come right in, close the door. Just wait for what she's got in store. Come right in, close the door. Just wait for what she's got in store.
Dreams can come from nightmares too. The queendom will take over you. Dreams can come from nightmares too. The queendom will take over you.
Don't get them, love.
Thy Queendom Come is a production of TQC LLC. Music by Guillermo Jamat Jr. and LDK. All stories and audio used with permission. Names and details have been changed to protect the sluts involved. The different foods that we then began playing with each other. Oh, my God.